Wow. I mean, this is a crazy letter right here. But, you know, you have to know that you have every right to feel how you want to feel about marijuana. You have every right to feel that way. I mean, a lot of people smoke weed. A lot of people don't. It's a problem when it's in your marriage, though, and it's making you unhappy and uncomfortable and all of that. I think it's sad that you had to lose out to the weed. I really do. But the even sadder part to me is I think whether you would have given him an ultimatum or not, he was smoking it before you met him. He was smoking it a little bit here and there, as you said in the letter. He was going to continue to smoke it, whether you have given him an ultimatum or not. Now you're saying, are you being too conservative? You're just being you. You have your feelings. You have every right to feel that way, as I said. Are you being too close-minded? No. That's how you feel. It's okay. The point is, you want your husband back. That's the thing right there. So if you get your husband back, you got to know what you're getting. He smokes weed, just like he did before, you know, when he did in high school that he told you about. So you're going to have to deal with that. You could get him back, but are you going to accept him smoking weed is the question. Steve?
Wow. That letter took a spin for me. I was not ready. I had all my little letters.
Your little answers.
My little notes. I had my little thing right up. You know, what? Uh-huh. You know, all y'all finna go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how legal marijuana is in some states. It ain't legal in all states. That's just a right. That's a fact. That ain't me being bougie. I've never smoked weed before. And I ain't judging nobody for smoking weed. He following state laws about it and stuff. Keeping up with the meetings in Congress. You know, coming from Senate floor on the 18th. You know, I was planning on flying up, see how it go. You know, you're going to do all right. Marijuana is something that I was raised to be wrong and have never personally tried it. Okay, me either, but I got a lot of friends smoke weed and I'm still a friend. But you the man's wife. Right. Also, as a Christian, I believe I shouldn't be putting mind-altering substances in my body. I've always felt that I shouldn't put mind-altering substances in my body, but it had nothing to do with being a Christian. You know, I just didn't want to alter anything. I wanted to stay the way I was. I'm really cool with that. See, I want to have a good time. I just go have me a good time, you know? And that's what I explained to him how I felt and told him that I wanted to be no part of it. And he needed to choose to further his desire for marijuana was stronger than his desire to be married to me. Okay, here's the key. He had to choose whether his desire for marijuana was stronger than his desire to be married to me. He felt that I shouldn't have given him the ultimatum and that he shouldn't have to choose between the two. He feels there's no reason he can't have both. But if I was forcing him to choose, he would. Long story short, he chose to leave. Wow. He left. His desire for marijuana was stronger than his desire to be married to you.
More definitely.
I pick weed over...
That's crazy.
Man, what? The woman I love and sleep with, I pick weed over that? What kind of weed is this?
He was high at the wedding. No?
Where is he buying his weed?
What you say, nephew?
I'm sorry. High. I don't. Look, I don't smoke weed and don't claim to know anything about it. But I do know it's different type.
Right.
What kind do he smoke? Where it's better than you.
That's sad.
I think that's a couple of things. I think you have to come to the realization now. You want your guy back. But does your guy want you back more than he wants to keep smoking weed? I think that's your real dilemma. Yeah. Now, you want him back because you say, nah, I'm completely devastated and feeling like I've made a mistake. Should I just accept it and be okay with using marijuana to get my husband back? Am I being too conservative and closed-minded? Help, I miss my husband. Well, here's the real deal. I think you should take your husband back. I think you should ask him back. And then I think you all should work on that part of it. Set some boundaries, because a man obviously going to do what he want to do. Set some boundaries where it can't go down in your house, can't be in front of your kids. I don't know. I mean, yes. You know, you're devastated about this. I thought the two of you should have stayed together and maybe worked it out. I appreciate the bravery you took in taking an ultimatum, but don't say what you don't mean.
But he would have done it anyway, I think, whether she gave him the ultimatum.
So you want me back, huh? You want me back? So, tell me how you want to do this.
What are you doing?
For real, how you want to do it? How you want to do it? I can do it outside. I can do it outside the backyard. Tell me how you want to do it. I need to know everything before we get back together.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.